Evening, March 29. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Song of Solomon, 5 verse 6. Prayer sometimes tarrieth like a petitioner at the gate, until the king cometh forth to fill her bosom with the blessings which she seeketh. The Lord, when he hath given great faith, has been known to try it by long delayings. He has suffered his servants' voices to echo in their ears as from a brazen sky. They have knocked at the golden gate, but it has remained immovable, as though it were rusted upon its hinges. Like Jeremiah, they have cried, "Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that our prayer shall not pass through." Thus have true saints continued long in patient waiting without reply, not because their prayers were not vehement, nor because they were unaccepted, but because it so pleased him who is a sovereign, and who gives according to his own pleasure. If it pleases him to bid our patience exercise itself, shall he not do as he wills with his own? Beggars must not be choosers either as to time, place, or form. But we must be careful not to take delays in prayer for denials. God's long-dated bills will be punctually honored. We must not suffer Satan to shake our confidence in the God of truth by pointing to our unanswered prayers. Unanswered petitions are not unheard. God keeps a file of our prayers. They are not blown away by the wind. They are treasured in the king's archives. This is a registry in the court of heaven, wherein every prayer is recorded. Tried believer, thy Lord hath a tear bottle in which the costly drops of sacred grief are put away, and a book in which thy holy groanings are numbered. By and by thy suit shall prevail. Canst thou not be content to wait a little? Will not the Lord's time be better than thy time? By and by he will comfortably appear to the soul's joy, and make thee put away the sackcloth and ashes of long waiting, and put on the scarlet and fine linen of full fruition.